This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So today, there's got to be a good day.
To the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden, working our way back to you,
Babe E.
Okay, so let's go to the state of New Jersey, state of confusion. If you walk around New Jersey with your nose buried in your smartphone, you could end up in jail.
Or getting whacked.
There's a new bill that the New Jersey legislature is working on this week that would outlaw texting while walking. If it passes, the penalty will be a $50 fine and 15 jails. Wait a minute. 15 jails in the slammer? 15 days in the slammer.
Now, come on.
Yep. This is a risk to others on the road, says Assemblywoman Pamela Lampitt, who sponsored the bill.
But
the issue is personal.
Burden of proof.
She is an employee at the University of Pennsylvania, told the newspaper, the local newspaper in Mahwah, New Jersey, that she knew a student who was struck and killed by a bus while walking across the street looking at his phone.
So what are you going to do, write that guy a ticket?
You know.
He's dead.
It's sad, but this shows you the length and width and the suggestion I've made over the years has been that we've lost ourselves to these things. We've become zombies. We are so connected to these damn things. You walk, you talk, everything is wrapped around this little device that Apple and
she's right. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
How are you going to legislate?
Well, they already have a bill. They have what they call...
How are you going to prove I wasn't looking at my feet?
Distracted driving ban.
How are you going to prove I wasn't working at the curb?
Hmm. If you're driving and texting in New Jersey, $400 fine. Studies finding that texting can turn a simple stroll or a simple go down to the store to get something into a perilous circumstances. Accidents related to distracted walking have jumped 35% in the last 5 years because of the use of these phones for texting and all of that other stuff. What are you telling people that you didn't tell them before? What is there? This drives me nuts. Getting off the plane yesterday afternoon, we landed back in Boston. I'm listening to this guy behind me who couldn't wait to get on his phone to tell his driver to make sure to be there. And I remember I told you to meet me right outside door 4. And then after he hangs up, he texts somebody else what he was doing.
It happens on every plane. As soon as the plane hits the ground, boom, ding, 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 ding. Sounds like a pinball machine.
It does. I wasn't thinking about it that way, but it kind of does, doesn't it? It just seems... It's silly.
I can't stand the people that pick up their phone and start to have a conversation.
About nothing.
Right. You know that moment when you're all standing up to get your luggage out of the overhead, and then there's that one person who gets on their phone and starts to have like an actual conversation at full volume.
Right. So everybody's in here.
Right. Like I really care about.
Exactly. Who cares?
What you're doing for dinner tonight.
All right, Rizzi, you will care about this. A Florida-based restaurant and bar chain seeking applicants this week for an internship with unusual duties. We posted this story from today's show at DougSteffen.com. You will be traveling the world this summer and drinking beer.
Oh.
The World of Beer is a Tampa-based restaurant chain announced it's looking for 3 drink-it interns.
There's one right here, the World of Beer.
To visit breweries and beer festivals around the world to sample food and craft beers this summer.
How many applicants do you think you'll get for that?
They'll be paid $12,000.
Like the lottery.
Plus they get food, lodging, travel expenses. They have to write about their adventure for the company's website over the course of the summer. This sounds
Sign me
like this is a no-brainer.
I quit.
Hello. Let's see here. Whether you're a photographer, a writer, social media maverick, beer blogger, we're looking for you. Adventure seekers, storytellers, beer experts, novices, brewery nerds, foodle fans. What the hell is a foodle fan?
I guess foodie.
Oh, I'm fan. Looking at it. It looks like an L, but it's an I. A foodle.
Excuse me. Those are poodles who like food.
Oh, my God. Is that funny? A foodle fan.
A foodle fan.
All right. So we were talking about NASA looking for something important for you to send into outer space. They're soliciting people and their artwork so that they can put it on this starship that's going to go up to the asteroid in September and leave it on the asteroid, I guess, or just make the round trip maybe. I'm not sure. And then we come back around to the news. I'm thinking about all things missile-related. You got to have a missile to get the... This is huge, by the way. They're going to... In order to get this thing to go to the asteroid, those of you who don't know the story, had this fellow who's the pilot on last week who told us how they're going to do this. Launching from Cape Kennedy, from NASA, from the Space Center in Florida, they're going to send this thing, what did he tell us, about the size of a car, right? Smaller than the car? Bigger than a refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah. So they're going to send that off, going out to an asteroid, taking almost 2 years to get there. The asteroid they've never seen. Don't know what it looks like, but they know where it is. The shadows have been caught by various devices.
Because it's hidden behind other bigger things.
Right. Yeah, whatever. So Mars, the moon around Mars or something.
They don't have direct line of sight.
No. So they're going to send this thing up to try to scoop some dirt off of it and find out if the origins of the universe are indicated by what they find on this thing. So anyway, they're looking for people to send memorabilia up in it. It's kind of like Flat Stanley going around the world with all the people that has happened with Flat Stanley or any of these other things. Remember the bear that I took around? Remember the bear?
Yeah.
Jay Honeycutt. There's a woman named Penny. I'm trying to remember her last name. 20 years ago when I first got involved in this, she had a bear. She was bringing a bear. And she had her students, and I went to her classroom in Minnesota, and they wanted to send a bear up, and she asked me if I would help. Penny, I wish I could remember her last name. I know she died of brain cancer a few years after that, but she was a wonderful teacher. So they had this bear, and she said, can't you get... I went to did a program from Jay Honeycutt, one of the astronauts, and I did a program from her classroom one morning, and so she said, can't we get this bear into outer space? So she gave it to me, and I gave it to Jay, and he gave it to an astronaut, and the darn thing didn't, you know, went up in a shuttle.
That's awesome.
And the kids were, my God, could you imagine the excitement these kids had for this event?
Are you in possession of anything that has been in space?
Yes.
What?
I have a little sort of, it's a picture of one of the astronauts that went up and came back down, and they gave it to me, signed it.
Oh, cool.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Okay, so here's the latest from another. I was making reference to this little boy puppet in North Korea who's threatening to blow up the world with his missiles. So who would have thought that somebody in America had their own missile silo? But turns out Chubble and Maine are selling their 15,000-square-foot missile silo to anybody who wants a home that will last until the end of the world. 5-foot-thick concrete ceiling. The silo will last any doomsday, anything that anybody can, unless it's a direct hit. And who's going to want to blow up a missile silo in Maine? It's located on an ex-Air Force base. Stored anti-aircraft missiles there. Dave and Sue Prentice own it. They bought the silo and the base in 1985 from the federal government.
That's awesome.
They turned the silo into a home. It's priced at $300,000 to $400,000. Needs a bit of fixing up. Actually, there are a lot of people who are buying these things because of fear. You know, about this little worm in North Korea or wherever else.
Kim Jong-un can't reach Maine.
Crazy Nobody can start something and people start throwing these missiles around and yada yada. So
can't even reach Hawaii or Alaska.
I think they can reach Hawaii. I'm not sure about Alaska. Alaska's closer though, isn't it, to North Korea than Hawaii? Mm-hmm. I think it is. Okay, so there it is.
That's a cool house. I'd like to buy it.
You see pictures of it? Yeah,
yeah, it'll work. Job.
Yeah. A paint job. You have to use special paint, too, on concrete. Can't just use any old... Can't go to Home Depot and buy the paint for the concrete there. I found that out the hard way. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's 19 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Something in modern life is undermining mental health.
Right, what is that?
This is from a professor of psychology at San Diego State. Her name is Jean Twange. Specifically, she said something undermining young people's mental health, especially young girls. She's published a paper that will come out today in San Diego. She looks at 4 studies covering 7 million people, ranging in age from teenagers to older adults. Among the findings, high school students are twice as likely to see a professional for mental health issues than those in the 1980s. So now more teens are coming around. More teens are struggling compared to earlier. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking it's only because people are talking about it.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people needed help when I was
more people are being diagnosed with it.
Yeah, right. Because we're more focused on it.
Right.
I think that's what's happening. All right, check the story out, DougSteffen.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Great fan.
Jesse Hines and the Pretenders.
Chrissy Hines.
Her too.
Yeah.
Crank it up, Richie.
The world.
Like a pigeon from hell.
Standing our eyes and descended like flies.
Put us back on the train. It amazes me how people come up with what they say. I was watching, I told you, this Berry Gordy special on his life and Motown music and that sort of thing. He talked about when he was very young, 8 years old, he started he'd hear these tunes in his brain and try to figure out how to write it down somehow to remember it. But think about the contrast and all the musical taste. There are 8 notes. And how many different instruments interpret these 8 notes? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it.
It's so funny. My son, who plays trombone, is used to playing on the treble clef. And I, who play guitar and a little piano, use the bass clef. And so it's like my world is so foreign to his.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, I don't get it. Yet we're looking at the same notes. They're just in different positions.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very deep, man.
It is deep. All right, so we're going through the top 5 songs from this week in 1983 now for you. And number 5 is this song, Back in the Chain Gang from the Pretenders. Move over, because it's time now for song number 4. This week, 83.
Music, get your
that actually isn't a bad tune. I'm not a big fan of Commodores or Lionel Richie, but this isn't a bad tune. One of the people that came out of Motown was Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I know. I love the Commodores, dude. Yeah.
Yep.
Love Commodores. The Commodores.
Yep. Right. English group Duran Duran occupy number 3 this week, 1983. Well-known pop tune. This is not drilling music.
Oh, this was great.
Hungry like a wolf.
Ow. Oh, hold on. You got to get the beginning of this song because that's the coolest part, right?
Ow. Guitar. What's that musical instrument? What is that, keyboard? Okay, so a lot of people over the years, for whatever the reason, have compared, contrasted, thought the style of Duran Duran, an English pop group, was similar to another English pop band called the Culture Club.
I'll let you go there. Both good as pop.
Yeah. Same time, same way, obviously. This song's number two this week in 1983.
Duran Duran. A tiny bit rockier.
Yeah, Culture Club is much more pop.
Yeah,
I think. But there are those who want to compare them, so let them compare them. Boy George at Culture Club. Another one of his, from what I've heard, what I learned from talking to him one night, was that the songs he wrote and liked the most were the ones about him and the stories of his life. He got hurt a lot as a youngster because of ways. Yeah, he's a strange dude. Yeah, you
ready? I never thought.
I know. Boys that wear makeup. What are you going to do? Especially in some of the tough neighborhoods of London.
Yeah.
Woo! Look out. Number one! Right, this week in 1983 belonged to Michael Jackson, another Motown. And it was interesting, the lady who was a producer for the first round of Stars at Motown told a story in the special on Berry Gordy's life that she brought a young family in to see Berry Gordy. Didn't want to see him. She kept pushing 3 days into 3 weeks. She said, "You got to listen to these kids." He said, "Nah, I don't want a kid act." She said, "Yeah, you'll want them." So he finally listened to them, and they became the Jackson Five.
I hope she's got a big old mansion now.
And she's got lots of money, Richie. Michael Jackson was number one.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lenders. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The population of the United States growing in size and diversity. Technology is advancing. Millions of Americans have already signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act. All these changes have made the demands of effective and efficient health care even greater. Nurses expected to play a bigger role in meeting these needs. Listen to this story from Brian Osich.
How can nurses help meet today's healthcare system needs? Dr. Betty Nelson, academic dean for University of Phoenix College of Health Professions, School of Nursing.
As healthcare needs grow more complex, so do the requirements for nursing professionals. Master's educated nurses are in growing demand.
Studies have linked nurses with bachelor's and graduate level education to improved patient outcomes.
A great example is Ryan Zakulski, a clinical informatics professional and University of Phoenix alumnus. He received advanced training and earned a Master of Science in Nursing specializing in informatics after 4 years as a staff nurse. Now Ryan uses his training to improve patient outcomes and efficiency of healthcare systems across Nebraska, all while serving as a medical logistics expert for the Nebraska Army National Guard in his role as a reservist.
As the healthcare industry evolves, Dr. Nelson says its success will depend on the strength of its workforce. For more information, visit phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix. I'm Brian Osach.
Take my stroke advice. Just remember to always think twice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The conversation continues, and the urge to be stimulated gets satisfied here, I hope. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Hello. So, the story of the drug company Valeant, a company that has been under fire. Reports that it used an unusual relationship with a drug distributor to make its revenue seem higher than it was. Supposedly $300 million in income last year. So they announced that they are trying to change things because the United States government has decided to investigate them. Company said its CEO, who just returned from a medical leave of absence, is now going to be sick permanently. He's the architect of their problems. And so now there's going to be a new outfit, new head. Doesn't it? Usually when the company changes at the top, it almost seems like it's a new company, right? And that the directors at the top change.
But yeah, many times.
I was talking to somebody yesterday who works for a school system not far from where I live here in Framingham. And he was the assistant superintendent, been there for 10 years, was hired by the superintendent who was just fired last week by the school board. They want somebody new. They're bringing in somebody new. The superintendent only had 6 months left to go on his contract, so they fired him, brought in somebody new. And now this guy who was the assistant says, okay, what are they going to do with me? He has a 4-year contract left.
Oh.
So they're either going to have to buy him out or he stays and runs a school, they'll put him, he'll put him, yeah, probably getting in charge of
this guy might be sitting on the beach for a few years.
Well, but see, here's the thing. What he said to me was the school board has all changed. The recent election there shifted the focus. They had five members of the board. Four of them changed over the last 2 years. They don't like what's going on in the school system, and therefore they're changing it, and they get rid of the guy at the top. Does that mean that automatically everything else will change? Well, in some circumstances, you can get that. It's other circumstances, it's tough. Yeah. You know, you got unions. You got, I mean, look at American Airlines.
A big organization like that, you don't change overnight.
American is now run by the guy who runs U.S. Air, who had started his career working at American under the then president. His name was Crandall, who many people think was the, other than the guys that ran TWA and Pan Am, was the smartest of all of the airline managers in the modern airline world. He ran American for, I think, 23, 24 years, and now is on their board of directors. But then there have been new people that have come in, and they've changed the culture somewhat. But this new U.S. air culture is radical. So every time I get on a plane, I hear these people are happy to tell you how unhappy they are working for the new American airline.
Really?
Because the culture at the top is so different, and they don't have the same regard for the employees. They don't have the same regard for the passengers. They just do things that will be good for the bottom line. That's it. And so the customers become unhappy because they're working with people that are not happy. And, you know, you just, but the tone is set by the guy at the top. His name is Doug Parker. And so from him, it trickles down. His lieutenants agree with him, and their lieutenants agree with them. And so that gets down into the nitty gritty. So in this circumstance, whoever was running the company, go back to Valiant for a minute, they actually added a job posting to their LinkedIn page looking for a new CEO.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. And, you know, the headhunters usually are the guys that find these things.
Businesses are pretty close-knit, you would think.
Oh, yeah.
When an airline needs a new CEO, they usually go to the next know
guy. Right, exactly.
Somebody.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Somebody who's been in the business.
It's just like radio. Nobody comes from outside radio and starts running a network.
Nope.
Right.
Not if they want to be, well, I don't know. I was going to say, no, they want to be successful, but look at the track record.
Yeah. Or when I was in the car business.
I'll take my position on that. Thank you.
The car business is funny. It's just like it's the cruise ship deck.
Yeah.
And the chairs just get moved around.
Right.
New guys, new girls, different dealerships.
You know. Okay. Here's a sort of a conundrum of sorts. An uncle who owned a gun got 100 years in prison yesterday for giving the gun to his niece. The niece was used to shoot and killed a girl who was 14. The two girls were fighting over something that was posted in Facebook. So her name was Donnell Flora. She killed Edina Martin. So the uncle got 100 years in jail because it was his gun. The niece was charged as a juvenile. She went to confront this girl who was a rival for the same boy. They had uploaded death threats against one another on Facebook. Facebook took the post down. Flora was upset, so she got the gun, took it to meet her rival. She said it was for protection. The other girl did not have a firearm. They got into a fight. And then she shot the other girl, 14 years old. So this guy has been charged under a Florida law being a firearms provider, which is the harshest sentence. And he got it. He got 100 years in prison for giving this gun to his niece. Is that appropriate?
What a cute girl this girl is, too.
Which one? Donnell or and Dina? And Dina? Danielle. I think it's is it? Excuse me, mind blowing.
People.
Yep. Right.
Take my head.
Marijuana rapidly becoming a big semi-legal business across the country. Almost $6 billion in sales last year. maybe 10 billion this year. There are, at the moment, at least 14,000 people working and paying taxes as cultivators of marijuana in our country. Packaging, selling cannabis. Colorado, Alaska,
oh, yeah.
Oregon, Washington State, and Washington District of Columbia,
man,
all legalized adult recreational use of marijuana.
Yeah, but in the District of Columbia, this is how messed up this city is. Are you ready for this?
What?
It's legal to possess it, but it's still not legal to sell it or grow it.
Okay. Not enough room to grow it.
I basically
can't sell it. You can have it, so you go somewhere else.
They legalized it, but basically they made it so that you just don't get arrested for having it.
Ah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Because
Congress will not unleash the reins.
But you see, the feds, it's against federal law.
That's a big problem.
So how does one square with the other?
How does the IRS handle a company making money doing something that the federal government deems illegal, according to federal laws?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a, you know, with banks, all these guys have to deal in cash because the banks aren't allowed to hold their money.
Right.
It's a mess.
All right, let's see what's going on. Green lights popping up all over your neighborhood.
Do you see the Colorado Rockies are going to start selling pot brownies at the stadium?
Great. That'll work. Yeah, that makes lots of sense. Green lights popping up in windows, porches around your neighborhood. Do you see any in your neighborhood, Richie?
No.
You might want to do this when you hear the reason for it. Lourdes Gonzalez from Brooklyn, looking forward to what was ahead of him when she joined the Army, age of 17. Always loved our country, took pride in fighting for freedom, so she thought. During her time in the military, she was deployed to Iraq, and her experiences there understandably changed her life. Quote, being in a place where tomorrow is not guaranteed, you learn how to value your life. She returned home from the war and has PTSD. This is a common condition among many veterans, not well handled by the VA for sure. Lourdes didn't feel like she had anybody to turn to. Her friends, military, showed support, but they didn't understand. They couldn't grasp what she had been through. She said her time served in the military felt like it was just yesterday, even though she's been out for 7 years. It was life-changing. It was a key moment for me, realizing when I came home that life just wasn't the same. Veterans like her don't have to feel alone any longer, thanks to a new initiative called the Green Light a Vet deal. It's been sponsored by Walmart. You switch out a light in a visible area of your home or on your porch, and you put a green bulb in, and because of that, veterans are saying they feel more appreciated. It's your way of showing, and how many people do you know, Richie, who say when they walk by somebody in a uniform, thank you for your service.
Sure.
So here's a way to go one step further with it. Put a green light on your porch. Remember when I was a kid, we put blue lights on the porch to get rid of the bugs, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So now you can find a green bulb someplace, put it up on your porch or on the front. You know, we all have lights around our doorways. So instead of having a clear bulb around the doorway, put in a green bulb if you support the men and women who've been in the service.
Very nice.
Yeah, nicely done. Tell you that story at DougStephan.com. Here's another story for you. This has to do with your hair. Richie did some research a couple of weeks ago, found out that we all are born with 100,000 hairs in our scalp, these follicles that stay with us until we start abusing them by using cheap shampoos and plugging up our pores. No. Not a good idea. Let's see if we can keep as many follicles on your head as possible. Let's not let them fall out and then not be replaceable because you've used cheap shampoos and the pores have all gotten plugged.
Clean them out.
Clean them out with Provia. and Provia 2 help reduce premature hair loss and thinning hair very easily. This is a concentrated product that comes to you and it's easily able to deal with the problems, as long as it's not male pattern baldness. You got a problem, call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. One or the other, it works. Cleanses your pores in the scalp region, and then the follicles that are under your scalp start growing through. You'll get results, and things, this is basically a safe, natural way for you to get your hair back. They'll deliver on what they promise, or you get your money back. Provia, 800-525-8319. This is a no-brainer. Or a no-hairer? No, I guess no-brainer sounds better.
Still got a brain.
800-525-8319. Okay. All natural. The results are great. And that's really, these people couldn't get selling this stuff if it didn't work. It works. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Is spring inspiring you to get out and exercise? Health and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some advice for staying the course.
Remember the basics. Warm up, stretch when the muscles are warm, stay hydrated, and don't ignore your core.
As for your diet, you don't have to deny your savory cravings.
I love Alexia's Smart Classic fries and potatoes because they are roasted, never fried. They're made with U.S.-grown Yukon Select potatoes and just a touch of sea salt. 98% fat-free and just 100 calories a serving. I also love the rosemary fries with sea salt. They're made from U.S.-grown russet potatoes.
And keep that change of season cold from ruining your springtime workout.
My mom got me started on Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten your cold by almost half the time. And they're a number one pharmacist recommended brand. I also reach for the multi-symptom quick melts because they shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms coming on like cough, chest congestion, and sore throat.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right. Check out the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. It's from the folks at Mashable. Story of Chris Nolte, who's suffering a back injury. He has been another one of these stories from the service. He was in Iraq in 2003. Injury prevented him from riding a regular bike, so he began riding electric bikes. He opened a company called Propel Bikes, big bike shop in Brooklyn, to share his love of electric bikes with others. This is a very cool story.
I've been in the military, and I served overseas, and while overseas, I hurt my back. I was not riding and not really doing all that much, unfortunately, and electric bikes got me out there.
It's cool. Check it out. These things are always much better when you look at them, although the sound sometimes is intriguing. 51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Let's start things with something that's cool from the folks at Apple. This is Sesame Street's Cookie Monster, our video of the day from yesterday here at DougSteffen.com, demonstrating how to use Siri without touching your iPhone. Obviously, you got to watch this, but the audio is very cute. So, Ricky, play the audio.
Hey, Siri, set timer for 14 minutes.
Okay, 14 minutes and counting.
Waiting for cookies. Hey, Siri, play me waiting playlist. Thank you.
Time in the model.
Uh-huh.
If I could say I'm in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do,
be so hungry for cookies,
is to say every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
Hey Siri, check the timer.
Could make days last forever.
Oh, 20 seconds
is the online.
It's only only 20 seconds?
Yeah. He's like doing all this stuff to entertain himself while he waits the 14 minutes. And, right. And only like 20 seconds goes by.
Right. Very cute. Nicely done, though. All right. In a moment here on Good Day, Apple versus the FBI. What's the latest wrinkle there, given the fact that there was a big Apple event yesterday? And did the FBI's focus on Apple bring down the excitement and enthusiasm? We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, so there's a big Apple event yesterday, Richie. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, started things off talking about the importance of security because of the Apple battle with the FBI. And then sort of, it was like a boat, you know, you can't turn a boat around in the middle of the ocean very quickly. But all of a sudden, things sort of stopped because the question came up. The FBI says they may now be able to open the phone. They were supposed to be in court yesterday to go after the FBI is suing Apple because they want to be able to get into the iPhone of this terrorist that blew up things in San Bernardino. But then all of a sudden, late in the day, the hearing was canceled for today because the FBI says they found somebody to help them. The Justice Department says that will vacate the hearing. We're testing new methods to get in to the Apple iPhone. Apparently, some outside party who has not been identified has offered a method for unlocking the phone, this phone, the San Bernardino guy's name is Farouk, his phone, that doesn't require help from Apple. So that sort of overpowered the conversation yesterday. But then when it got right down to brass tacks, the question was asked of Mr. Reed, Mr. Cook, who's going to help? Here's Paula Reed explaining.
Federal officials asking for more time because they say some sort of outside party has suggested an alternative way they could unlock this phone. That's especially surprising because the FBI and Apple have not been able to put forth any sort of alternative suggestion as to how to solve this problem. Now, I just got off the phone with people at the Department of Justice. They will not reveal who the outside party is that suggested this alternative method or what it is, or most importantly, how they could possibly unlock this phone without Apple's electronic signature, which is required to run software on all Apple devices. We've met with parties from the Department of Justice. We've met with Apple. We've repeatedly asked them, is there any opportunity for compromise? Is there any other way? And we've repeatedly been told, look, it's possible to hack this phone, but no one has put forth a specific methodology. Now, the optics of this lane are not great for the Department of Justice to come in at the last minute and try to delay this hearing in what is arguably one of the most important cases currently working its way through the courts. But the hearing has been delayed. There'll be a status conference in the case in early April.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah. The FBI, one of the trending stories here at DougStephan.com is this FBI position that they can do it without Apple's help. Really?
I wonder if they're just goading Apple.
Yeah. A lot of conversation about Twitter's turning 10 and the fact that they don't make a profit. But the focus really is on the amount of cash flow and business they're doing, which is quite good. Same as Amazon 10 years ago. Same sort of thing. 59 past the hour. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.